Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My next guest is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. We met a few years back when he was best in show judge for the Westminster Dog Show. And you know how you meet someone and you feel like you've known them your whole life? Well, that's the way I feel about Dr. Don Sturz, the president of the Westminster Kennel Club, America's oldest nonprofit organization dedicated to the sport showing of dogs. Don has literally grown up with the dog show and taken part for most of his life as an exhibitor, a judge, an analyst, and co-host of Westminster's live telecast. He also admits he has never missed a single show in the past 50 years. The club hosts the iconic Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the second longest continuously held sporting event in the U.S., and since 1948, the longest nationally televised live dog show, which is being broadcast on Fox Sports, starting in May in Queens at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, with Best in Show being crowned on the court in Arthur Ashe Stadium. And what the world needs now is dogs, dogs, dogs. Please welcome Don Sturz to the Janice Dean Podcast. Dr. Don Sturz, tell me what's happening in your life.
Do you want the on-air version or the private time version?
We'll get the private version afterwards. But, I mean, we're coming up on the big show. We're just weeks away. Tell me, you know, what's new, what's exciting, what you're working on, what people can expect.
Okay, great. Well, we're definitely very excited to be returning to the Billie Jean King USTA Tennis Center in Flushing. We were there last year, and you know, everyone was wondering, how are you going to turn the tennis center into a dog show venue? But I think people were very surprised and pleased, you know, when they got there. We put a lot of thought into that, and then we looked at, you know, how it went, and we got a lot of positive feedback. But Westminster is always about, you know, improving and elevating, and so, you know, we looked at a few things that, you know, we wanted to, you know, try to bump up a little bit. And so I think people will, you know, appreciate some of those little details and improvements. As far as the events themselves, you know, Saturday it starts out on May 11th with the Canine Celebration Day, because Westminster is all about celebrating the role of dogs in our lives. And we have the Master Agility Championship, the Master Obedience Trial. We have the dock diving, which is super fun and popular. Then we've got the Breed Showcase this year, which we had there last year. It was such a huge success. We've actually doubled the number of breeds that we're going to feature and expanded the space for that. So that would be, I think, really interesting for people who are thinking about getting a dog to come and meet some of the breeders and encounter some breeds that they may not even be familiar with. That could be a great fit for their family. We also have a demonstration ring where we do show dogs doing herding and scent work and rescue work and dog show 101. Because a lot of times when people come to the big event on Monday and Tuesday, which is the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, they're not always sure what's happening in the ring. And so we try to give them a quick crash course on what the judge is doing and what they're looking for and what makes for a champion. So that's kind of cool and fun. And then, of course, you know, like I said, Tuesday on 13th and 14th of May is the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's our 148th. We're marching towards our 150th anniversary in 2026. And I've got all kinds of stuff to share with you about that. And we have about 2,500 champions, because it's a champion-only event, which is the only event of its kind. And the competitors are coming from all over the world, Janice. So it's a truly an international event. Westminster is the premier dog show, you know, internationally. So it's a big deal. It's very exciting.
Tell me how a dog can compete in the best of the best.
Well, you know, basically they start out on the breed level, right? So let's say, you know, you're going to, you know, show your Bedlington Terrier at Westminster, the first thing you'd need to do is to show them throughout the year and get them their championship title.
Okay.
And that's no easy task. And so that's something that, you know, the people who are exhibiting have put a lot of time and effort into achieving that title with their dog. And then the entry is limited to 2,500 dogs. So there's a whole process by which, you know, the top five in each breed get an automatic invitation, and then they decide whether they're coming or not. And then the gates open and entries come in, and there's a lottery to choose, because we always have more than 2,500 entries. So it's a really coveted spot just to come show in your breed. And so you would come, you would compete in your breed level competition, and let's say a Bedlington Terrier with all the other champion Bedlington Terriers. And the judge would pick one dog as the best of breed winner, who would then move on to the group competition in the evening. Bedlington Terrier is obviously in the Terrier group. And then in the evening, we move to Arthur Ashe Stadium, the main court. And that's where Westminster's group and best in show is judged. And it's, you know, pretty, you know, really glamorous and exciting. And the Terrier group judge would pick four dogs, and the first place winner in the Terrier group comes back in at the end of the night with the other six group winners. There are seven group winners who compete for best in show. And then that judge has the honor of choosing the best in show dog, and who becomes America's dog for that year.
Oh, and you were a judge a couple of years ago, which is how we met. You were on Fox and Friends, and I don't know how we got you, but we did the, you know, before the event, where you really couldn't see what was happening. You came in a car that had, you know, the glass was dark, and you were sequestered. As a judge, you were sequestered, so you could not see, hear, or read about anything that was going on in the show.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's Westminster tradition, that the Westminster Best in Show judge is literally sequestered. They're not permitted, you know, in the show venue, you know, prior to that. And, you know, it's one of those things that we hold on to, because it creates excitement, you know, not only for the judge, you know, who walks onto the floor and in that moment sees the seven dogs for the very first time, right? Has no idea who's walking in the ring. And I think I'd shared with you when we talked about that, you know, if you had said to me, you know, when you judge, you know, best in show at Westminster, the pinnacle of your judging career, you're going to choose a bloodhound. I would have said you're nuts, right? Because I tend to go towards, you know, something a little bit more glamorous and so on, just aesthetically. But that dog was this amazing animal. And, you know, he just grabbed my eye, like, you know, right out of the gate. So, you know, and I think that's part of it, is to go in there as a judge with a clear mind. And that's part of the sequester, is we want them to have no preconceived notion and just go in the moment and pick the best dog.
And tell me about your trajectory, because you really have been in the business since you were a young man, a young boy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I was really fortunate. It was something that was a family hobby. And my parents actually got a golden retriever initially because my sister was afraid of dogs. And they thought that was the best way to, you know, get her past that fear, was for us to have a dog as part of our family. And so they contacted our neighbor who had a golden retriever, and they put them in touch with their breeder. And so we got a golden retriever that was wonderful, Sheriff. And Sheriff was a great dog, but not really show quality. We had gone to a puppy match by invitation of the breeder, and they pushed me into the ring. I was 8 years old, and they're like, okay, here, hold the lead, run around the circle. And I get goosebumps talking about it. It's like, that really changed the whole trajectory, as you say, of my life, because I fell in love with that activity immediately. And so one thing led to another. You know, as I said, Sheriff wasn't really show quality, you know, competitively. So we got another golden retriever who was, and that's how it all began. And my parents were, you know, incredibly supportive and, you know, encouraging about it. You know, I may have shared with you, you know, previously, you know, I unfortunately was one of those children who, you know, got severely bullied in school from basically fourth grade to 10th grade. School was not fun. And it was really, I think my parents seeing that, you know, this was kind of the counter to that, because it's what I started my day with. It's what I came home to, you know, even if I'd had a rough day at school, I knew I was coming home to my dogs, and I would practice and groom and train. And then off we would go on the weekends to dog shows where, you know, I had friends and people, you know, respected me and valued me. And it was like a whole, it was like every weekend I got to disappear to this fantasy world where I was somebody I wasn't during the week. And I think that made such a difference for me. And I think, you know, all kids need something like that. You know, I get concerned at times with, you know, our society today, you know, with everyone's connected to their, you know, devices and, you know, kids and on social media and all that. That's not going to cut it. You know, I think kids need something where they feel good about themselves, something that teaches them commitment and discipline, something that, you know, they can invest themselves in, you know, and that's what this did for me. And then along the way, you know, having grown up in this world that's so diverse, you know, it really prepared me for life as an adult because I had, you know, interfaced with people from so many different walks of life, you know, that I could walk into lots of different situations and lots of different conversations and feel comfortable and confident because that's the world I grew up in. And, you know, I think that's, you know, all played a part. And, you know, my role now, you know, as the president of the Westminster Kennel Club is kind of the two paths have come together of having grown up in the dog show world and, you know, junior handler, exhibitor, judge, and now, you know, a leader, you know, in one of the premier clubs. And then my professional career as a school administrator. And so I've brought my administrative skills and leadership skills into the sport that I grew up in and love, you know, to, you know, basically provide what I can, you know, to keep Westminster, you know, elevated and moving forward, you know, respect its traditions, but at the same time, elevate and keep relevant.
And you're still showing too. You have a brand new addition to your family.
I do. James, you have to meet her. You're gonna love
I have to meet her. Tell me all about her.
her. So I would say I'm a student of dogs. And so there's always, you know, along the way, like breeds that have piqued my interest, and I, you know, kind of immersed myself in learning about them. And so, you know of Lola, my bull terrier, you
Yes.
know, a very quirky, unique breed. And then we have Emmett, the French bulldog, you know, completely different looking, but also really quirky and unique. And so that's kind of what, you know, interests me. And so a breed that I've always been fascinated with is the Pekingese because it's kind of got this mystique about it that I don't think people really know them. All they see is this kind of a ball of fur, right? And
Yes.
they have no idea about the dog underneath it, you know, or the dog that you encounter when you meet them. So I've always been fascinated by them and, you know, put a lot of time into learning. And I had made a comment to David Fitzpatrick, who people may know from Westminster. He's a two-time Best in Show winner with his PeaQuest Pekingese,
Yes.
Wasabi with the most recent one. And I had commented to him as like, you know, when I retire from my school administration job, I want a Pekingese as my old man dog. And so I retire. He actually remembered that. And he reached out to me. He goes, are you ready for your Pekingese? And I said, oh my God. And I like, yes, I think so. And so he goes, I have the puppy for you. We arranged to meet and of course, you know, I was going to just see her, right? Like just, you know, I was like, not, you know, I'm not committing. I'm just gonna, and you and I both know
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming home with
It's over.
that
Yeah.
Pekingese. But she's amazing. She's got an incredible personality and she's really sassy, really smart. Her name is Fiona. And she goes everywhere with me. She's been on planes and trains and she's gone to, you know, multiple cities and she goes to work with me on the subways of New York. And she's just a really cool dog, which I think people wouldn't know about Pekingese, right? And I actually, you know, went back into the ring. You know, it's been a really long time since I actually exhibited a dog. And I think it's a great experience for judges to remind them of what exhibitors go through, you know, in the raising, training, preparation to be in the ring. It gives you perspective on what you're doing and appreciating, you know, what goes into getting those dogs in the ring that sometimes judges who have been away from it for too long forget, you know. And so I went into it as a, you know, like a fun, you know, journey, fun process. And so Fiona went to her first dog show when she was 7 months old in February up in Tarrytown, the Progressive Toy Show, which is a really famous, well-regarded event for toy breeds. And I was just hoping that she would walk on the leash, Janice. Like, I really, really, that's where we were, like, honestly. And she hit the ground. And I'm like, who is this dog? It's as if she knew it was showtime. And she wowed everyone. She won her puppy class. Then she went best of breed over 6 champions. And then she placed in the toy group amongst all these adult champions. And I was beside myself, and people were teasing me, like, because I was crying. Aww. I mean, it was just, and you know, I think it was great for me to be reminded that part of it is still in me. That's so important to me. And I think we all need that once in a while, being reminded, like, at the core, like, what the passion's about. And that's what it did for me. Like, it's like, okay, you know, 50 years later, this showing a 7-month-old puppy and her doing her thing and being successful and us working together as a team, like, still floats my boat, you know? And so that was really cool. And I joked, because in the group, it was, first place was the Yorkshire Terrier from France. And second place was Pomeranian from South Korea. And third place was Fiona from Brooklyn. Ah!
I love that so much. Oh my goodness. That just, I have a grin from ear to ear for that. That is just amazing. But you were telling me that, you know, Fiona can't compete in Westminster, right? Because of her daddy's job.
Yes, that's correct. She's the first lady of Westminster.
So what can you do with her then? Pretty much everything except...
Yeah. So I showed her subsequently at 2 more All Breed events. She actually won all 3 of them with the same awards, best of breed over champions. And so she herself is now a champion. So she finished her championship in 3 shows at 8 months of age. And so I'll probably go to some dog shows here or there just to have fun with her occasionally, but she'll never be able to, you know, compete at Westminster, because that would just not be, you know, acceptable.
But she's the first lady.
She's the first lady. Yeah, she runs around the office and charms everybody.
Is she going to be on TV? Are we going to see her on television?
I don't know. You know what? Well, she could be on with you and me, because she's going to be at Westminster with me. She'll be there.
Oh, good. I can't.
Not competing, but she'll be present. So, yeah. So I'll give you an exclusive with Fiona. How about that?
Oh, I love this. It's coming together, Dawn. This is so exciting to me. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it important to shine a spotlight on the breeds? Like, we have, you know, you mentioned the Bedlington Terrier. We did our homework. I mean, I know somebody, Guy Benson, who works here at Fox. He has a Bedlington Terrier. So when he found out we were looking for a dog for our family, I talked to him, you know, extensively about the breed, what the breed's like. He, you know, told me in advance. And then I talked to other breeders as well and did my homework. Now, for us, our family, our dog has to be hypoallergenic. Both myself and my son are very allergic to some dogs.
Yes, yes.
So that was one of the big boxes we had to check. And that means, you know, we couldn't go to the shelter and just pick up a dog that was there that deserves a home just as much as Lola does. But I think it's also important that these dogs are bred for a reason. Like, for instance, the Bedlington Terrier goes back to, you know, centuries ago, where these dogs were in caves and they killed vermin. And yes, so they're the reason why they are here is for a potential, a real reason to help their human.
Correct. And that's where, you know, all breeds have evolved from some purpose, right, that they served. Some, like you say, you know, like Bedlington, you know, was used to hunt vermin. You know, there are retrievers and spaniels that, you know, people would take out into the field when they go hunting. And there are other breeds, you know, that were developed to be guard dogs or herding dogs. They helped people do the jobs they do. And then there are breeds like the Pekingese, which are purely companion dogs. That's what they were bred to do. Mm. And that's what they do beautifully. And so I think that's, you know, one of the responsibilities for the Westminster Kennel Club and for all dog show clubs is the education part of it. And that's where our breed showcase, I think, is a wonderful opportunity for, you know, and kudos to you, you know, for doing the homework. Because I think anybody who's thinking about getting a dog should not do that impulsively. They really need to think it through. They need to do their homework, as you say. They need to connect with a responsible breeder, really be educated about it. You know, getting a dog impulsively on the day is, it just rarely goes well. And, you know, you're better off finding the breed that's a really good match for you and your family and your lifestyle and your family's needs and time availability, living space, you know, so on. And then meet people who have them and meet breeders. And that's what you can do. Come to Canine Celebration Day on May 11th at the Tennis Center. And you can meet a whole bunch of breeds that, you know, one might not have even thought of or knew about that could actually be a perfect fit.
Yeah,
you know, that education is important.
I love those meet the breeds, and Lola has done several of them, and I think it is really important.
I saw you. Yes, you were at the Javits Center.
We've done two of them now, and again, it's where you know people can come. You can pet the dog. You can find out about the dog from the people that own the dog.
Yes.
And I will say, listen, this is Lola's our first family dog, and the joy that this girl gives to our lives will bring tears to my eyes. And you don't even know it until it's happening to you. Like you mentioned kids with their, you know, their cell phones and their tablets and their, you know, they're online. Well, my kids actually go outside and they walk Lola and they meet other dogs and their owners in the neighborhood. And I have people, you know, of course we know all the dogs' names in the neighborhood, but we still don't know to some of the neighbors what their neighbors' names are, but we know their dogs.
Yes.
But this is very important, like for the kids to learn responsibility. And, you know, for my husband, for Sean, you know, he's just about to retire. And I think he was the one that was the least excited about getting a dog. But Don, I will tell you, that little Lola is his life. Like he takes her to the park every day, Don. Like we'll get in the car and go to the park for hours with her and go on hikes. And I've never seen that side of Sean before. But I really, truly believe she's brought something in his life that that I don't know he even knew existed.
Yes, I think that's a really common occurrence, actually. People talk frequently about this. I had the same thing with my Sean, and who'd never had a dog in his life, you know, and then he meets me. And, you know, so, and I, you know, I tease him at times because Lola and Emmett have become his dogs. And I think maybe part of my jealousy is what drove the pursuit of Fiona, because I'm like, I need a dog to be mine. How did the dog guy not become the favorite?
Oh, I love it. All good.
You know, talking about, you know, children and the involvement in the sport. Actually, this is the 90th anniversary of junior showmanship at Westminster. And so we're doing a lot to celebrate that. We have 104 juniors who qualified to compete at Westminster, which is a really big thing for them. It's a high bar to attain all of the wins that they require in order to be eligible to compete. And so they come, you know, with lots of excitement and anticipation. And so part of this 90th anniversary celebration, we're doing an event for all the juniors on Monday afternoon. We're inviting them up to the Presidential Suite and the Arthur Ashe Stadium. And Purina Pro Plan is sponsoring refreshments for them. And we've got Purina Pro Plan giving us swag bags for all the kids. And so we're just making it a big deal. It's a big deal on its own, but this one's a little bit more special. And so we wanted to celebrate that. And I think that's, you know, an important message too, that in all situations, right, you know, our future depends on our youth and how we educate them and how we, you know, expose them to how to carry things forward for us. I think that's just so important. That's probably my education background coming into play, but I feel really strongly about, you know, doing everything we can to, you know, support kids and make sure that they've, you know, got a wonderful future ahead of them. And I think this is one of the ways for that to happen, you know, where, you know, growing up and having dogs and participating in activities. And there's just so many things you can do with a dog, even just as simple as going for a walk every day with your dog, right? Like Sean is like, that's physical wellness that comes into play that gets driven by the dog's needs, but benefits us as an individual, you know, all those kinds of things. They're just such an essential part of our lives. And that's the way it's always been for thousands of years. Dogs have a, you know, a prominent part of our lives. And, you know, I think sometimes we can forget that, you know, that as, you know, companions and family members, you know, they bring so much and ask for so little, honestly.
It's so true. And then when we come home and Lola is at the door and I can't even explain to you the excitement and joy of your pet being so excited to see you come home again.
Yes, yes, especially after a challenging day, you know, that there's somebody at the door who just thinks you're the best thing since white bread. You know,
it's so true. And, you know, the other thing I love about it is I feel a sense of community being part of, you know, not only the Westminster Dog Show, meeting you, you know, being in touch with Lola's peeps and her relatives. Yeah. It's a sense of community. And now more than ever, I feel like we need that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we do need those things that bring us together rather than push us apart. And I think that's a really great point, because that is something that I believe is universal. And I think that's part of Westminster's, you know, power, is that it creates a universal emotional connection for people, you know, whether it's people in the sport competing or whether it's just the, you know, dog lover, you know. You say Westminster and everybody goes like, oh yeah, Westminster. It's like it has this magic about it that brings everyone together. And so we're doing that again, you know, May 11th, 13th, and 14th at the Tennis Center. And then you and I are going to talk in the future about our plans for 25 and 26, because things changed up a little bit. So we're going to get ready to announce that, you know, shortly after this event. So you and I can chat then.
Oh, I can't wait for that. There's a teaser, as we say in the business. So people can get tickets still, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets you can get through Ticketmaster, or you can go to the Westminster website, which is westminsterkennelclub.org. Both you can get the link on the club website and lots of other information about Westminster and dogs in general on the website. We just gave it a complete overhaul and facelift. So it's kind of a cool thing to explore. And like I said, Ticketmaster, obviously, you know, direct.
Any new dogs, any new breeds you're going to be introducing?
Yeah, and it's kind of a funny story. We actually do have one new breed, the Lancashire Heeler, and they just got AKC recognition in January of this year. And so somebody on the team had asked me, it's like, oh, do we have to, you know, prepare a sign and be prepared for the Lancashire Heeler? And I said, well, I suppose we should, you know, be prepared, but I just don't think that's going to happen for a dog to finish its championship by February 12th when it only got recognized in January. You know, it seems like a tall order. Well, P.S., we have a Lancashire Heeler coming in.
Wow.
Yeah. So I understand that actually a few Lancashire Heelers actually completed their championship and one actually got in through the lottery system, which is beautiful.
That is amazing.
The universe took care of us on that one. So that
I
was great.
I love it. I love you, my friend. I can't wait to bring Fox and Friends and the Westminster Dog Show together again this year. And I'm excited for the events to come in the coming years as we get close to 150. And I just adore you. And I'm so glad. And I feel like Lola brought you into my life. I really, truly believe that, because if the audience doesn't know, when I met Dawn, when we did Fox and Friends a few years back, we were thinking about you know, bringing a dog into our life. And I showed Dawn a picture of, you know, baby Lola, the possibility of having Lola. And you were sort of the first one. And then you mentioned what your dog's name was, because we were looking for a name. And you said, you're, you know, you're beautiful little Lola. And I thought, oh, Lola, That would be a great name for my dog.
That's what happened in that first encounter. And that first encounter was really unique because Westminster has never let the Best in Show judge have an interview prior.
Oh.
And so like, just, I feel like it was meant to be, right? We were meant to meet, and that was the way for it to happen. We had to, you know, kind of, you know, go outside the rules a little bit and do something that they'd never done before. And, you know, when they asked me about it, I'm like, of course I will. I'm sure I will. And you and I connected immediately. I mean, it was like like we are now, the way we are now after knowing each other for a few years is exactly how we were the first time we met.
I know. It's one of those things. I feel so grateful. And I really, truly, I believe it was meant to be. And I like to think that our Lolas brought us together.
I agree. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Okay. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Go to the website. If you haven't been, if you live in the New York area, I highly recommend it. It will bring so much joy to your life. It's kind of like the movie Best in Show, right? I mean, we've talked about this.
Yes, we did. I was like, you know, people at the dog shows were like, initially when that came out, were like, oh my God, can you believe what they did? And I said, people, look in the mirror. Like, I own it. I think I told you, I'm like, I'm the woman with the arm around her with the bumblebee toy. That's me. When I'm throwing a dog, everything has to be perfect. It's like, I got it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Yeah, I love that. I love that movie. And I love that you guys embrace it. And I can't wait to see Fiona. Well, I just can't wait for everything. So
it's only weeks away.
I know. I know. The happiest, you know, people think Christmas is the happiest time of their lives, but I really believe it's this time when the Westminster Dog Show comes to town.
I love it.
All right, my love. Okay, to be continued.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to see you.
Thank you again to Dr. Dawn Sturz, Westminster Kennel Club president, for joining us today on the Janice Dean podcast. I just adore him. Can you tell? If you're in the New York area or you plan to be, tickets are available on the website at westminsterkennelclub.org. And I promise you will be smiling ear to ear if you get to go in person or you just watch the dog show on TV, which will be on Fox Sports throughout the dog show week, which begins May the 11th. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.